Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are really in two different places right now. We're on Daf Kuf Yod Bet Amud Aleph of Masechet Zvachim. We're also on Daf Kuf Yod Gimel. We're on Daf Kuf Yod Bet Amud Aleph, and also on Kuf Yod Gimel Amud Bet. I'll explain. The last chapter, Parat Chatat, that we are dealing with, is presented in our Gemarot with the entire chapter of Mishnayot first, and then the Gemara. So in the first podcast, we took a look at the first Mishnah and then skipped and went to its attendant Gemara. We will do the same now. If you have a Mishnayot, look at Mishnah Bet. If you go back to the beginning of the parak and look at the second or third line, you will see the second Mishnah continuing with exclusions from Shchutei Chutz. And then we will move ahead to Kuf Yud Gimel on the bed at the very bottom to look at the attendant Gemara. Our famous nine psulei amuktashin. Again, roveya is an animal that did bestiality. Nirbav was object of bestiality. Muktza is an animal that set aside for avodah zarah. Nevad means it was worshipped. Etnan means it was used in barter with a zonah. Mechir means it was used in barter to buy a dog. These are all prohibitions. Torah, kilayim means it was a hybrid animal. Trefa is what a trefa is. Yotzi Dofa means it was not born vaginally. Harab Sulei Muktashin. Shukivan Bachutz, if you bring them outside as a korban, patur. Shinemar, Fnei Mishkan Nai, meaning it has to be something that's supposed to be brought to the Mishkan. Kol Shinemar, Fnei Mishkan Hashem, Ein Chayavin Alav. If it's something that cannot come to the Mishkan, meaning to Hashem as a korban, you're not Chayav. And all nine of these are from the get-go, from the minute that they achieve the status or from birth, depending on the case, are in this camp. Now, Baalei Mumin, let's say you have an animal that has a mum. Bein Baalei Mumin Kfuin, Bein Baalei Mumin Ovrim, Shikivan Bachutz Patur. Whether or not the mum is permanent or temporary, if right now you offered it up and had a mum, you are Patur because you can't bring it as a korban. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Baalei Mumin Kfuin Patur. I agree with you about permanent Baalei Mumin. But if it's a temporary mum, ovrin below tase, then there really is a violation. We'll see why at the end of the Mishnah. Second, torim, which are the kind of birds that can only be brought after their leaves and their feathers have gone a certain color, and that means they need to reach a certain age. Shaloi giazmanan, if they're not yet at that age. Or bnei yona, which are the very young birds, shavarzmanan, that have gone past their time. Shikrivan bachutz, patur, because it's not fit. Rishimon disagrees and says, "Bnei Yonah shavar zmanan patur. If they're too old, then you're patur. But atorim shelo yezmanan, the ones that are not yet old enough, then there is a lotase, not karet, but there's a lotase. Now, third one is otovet bno, prohibition of shechting an animal and its young, or an animal and its mother, on the same day, even though it says otos, as we'll see in chul that it really refers to the mother, umachusar zman, or just an animal that's not yet ready. We'll see what that means in the next Mishnah, the next podcast. Patur. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hareza Belotase. If it's Mechusar Zman, meaning that it's Otovet Pno, means you could offer it tomorrow, not today, because it'll be a different day than the day that the mother was killed, then there is a Lotase on offering it outside. We'll have to see what that is. Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer. This is his general approach. Kol Shehu Ra'ui Lavo Lachar Zman Hareza Belotase. Anything that could be brought after time, there's a Lotase. Ve'ein Bo Karet. No karet, which is the normal punishment for shechitat chutz. Chamomim koshen bo karet en bo belotase. Chachamim say it's either one or either both or neither. If there is no karet, there's no lotase. There's no independent lotase. Okay. Now to the Gemara on Kuf Yod Gimel Amud Bet. Haroveh avan nirba. V'hanin amitei puklin patach ha'omoed. Why does the Mishnah not use the same pasuk it used in Mishnah Aleph to exclude the Seri Mishtaleach and the Paraduma patach ha'omoed for these nine? So the answer is that that in these, they are animals that you could theoretically bring, it's just that something happened to them that makes them not bringable, as opposed to Ser Mishtalech and Paraduma never belong brought in the Mikdash. So now, Bishtam Haroveh Avinirba, I understand how Haroveh Avinirba could have been fit for Petach Ol Moed, but they can't come before Mishkan Hashem. Why? Mishkachat Leh Da'akdashinu Mikar V'Hadaravu. First you were Makdish them, and then some nefarious person went and did a terrible act with them. That's nothing you can control. And therefore, they became nearby afterwards. And now, so they were originally fit for Petach HaMoed, but now they're not. Ela muktzev an evad, but something that is set for avodah zarah, you'd have to posit here that ein adam oseh davar sheino shelo. You have to posit that first you made it hekdesh, and then the guy worshipped. In other words, first it was wrote with a petach ol moed, and then he worshipped it. But that won't work because ein adam oseh davar sheino shelo. A man can't make something prohibited which isn't in his purview. It's not his. He doesn't own it. So therefore, if a person comes and worships another person's animal, it doesn't make that animal aser. Only if you worship your own animal. And therefore, if you were makdish it first, it belongs to Hashem. Somebody worshiping it doesn't mean anything. And therefore, the only way muktzah could be a problem is if you worshiped it first and then you were makdish it. Which means it was never roi lepetach ol moed. Lepetach ol moed should work. Why do we need Hashem? The answer is because Hashem kalim. We're talking about shlamim v'alib rabbi yosi aglili. Da'amar kodshim kalim mamon balimu. He says kodashim kalim really belong not to the mizbeach, not to Hashem, but to you. Tanya, Umala Ma'al Badunai, in the Parsha of Asham Mi'ilot, it says the Rabot Kodashim Kalim Shen Mamono. It's there not only to say that if you have an Aved or Exhale of somebody else, even Kodashim Kalim belong to the guy, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, so if Rabbi Yossi, the Hilkach, and now we put it all together, as far as our nine goes. Rovea Venirba Dvar Erva, meaning that we solve. It could be Maktish or an animal, it could be fit for the Mizbeach, and then something terrible happens. Muktzav and Evad, Avodah Kochavim, how could that play? Kodashim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yosei Glili. And again, you were makdish it, and then somebody else came and worshipped it, you worshipped it, and because it belongs to you, you have the purview to asur it, so what was Ro'if Petach Ol Moed, which is why we need Lashem to exclude it. At Nanu Mechir Kilayim Yotzei Dofen, what about the other four? They don't mention Trefa. Bivladot Kodashim. We're talking about a case where you're makdish the fetus of an animal, and then it was used for barter. Kesavra vlade kodashim avatayin en kodashim, and this authority must hold that vladot kodashim only become sanctified when they're born, which means that while they're in utero, they're not yet sanctified. They're still in your possession. When you use it for barter, for a zonah, for a kelev, or when it's yosei dofu, whatever it might be, that means that the problem happened first, but it was sort of ra'ui lepetach ol moed, which is why we need Lashem to exclude them. Again, nobody here is disagreeing about what the halacha is or questioning the halacha. We understand in all of these cases, you're patur. Question just is why? Is it petach ol moed or Lashem? Okay, ba'alei mumin. Now, otovet pino, etc. Why did Rabbi Shimon and Chacham disagree on three parallel cases? Temporary mum, the birds that aren't yet old enough, and just otovet pino, stop. The answer is a tzricha. We need all three. E tana bale mumin, if I mention bale mum, shum de mi'isi. I understand a mum is rejected, it's disgusting. And therefore, I would understand why Rabbanan would say that you are absolutely putter for doing it outside. Aval torin de lo mi'isi, but birds that just aren't old enough. Ema de modi lo shimon. Maybe they would agree with Rav Shimon that there is a violation for bringing them outside. There's nothing wrong with them. If I only had Torin, Mishum Delo Chazi Vidachu, they were never fit. They're not yet fit. Balei Mumin were originally fit, then they got a blemish. So Ema Modul Rabshon Rabbanon, maybe their Rabshon would agree with Rabbanon that these have already been Nitche, and therefore there is no Chiyuv, no liability, no Isser at all. Tana Hanitarti, if I had both of them, Mishum Psul Gufayu, in both cases the Psul is in their body. It's a blemish. It's not old enough. Aval otovet b'no. Where's the isur of otovet b'no? Psulim almakati. The isur is outside of it because its mother was killed today or its child was killed today. Nothing to do with it. A modul rabbanu l'mshimon. Maybe rabbanu would agree with Shimon. There's nothing inherently wrong with this animal. Therefore, there's at least a lota say offering it outside. Tzricha. We need all three. Now let's look at Rav Shimon's rule. Rav Shimon omer that if you that mechuser zman shikvan b'chutz. There is a lo tase. What lo tase is it? My time, Rabbi Shimon. Am Rabbi Ila, Am Resh Lakish, to Amar Kra. His is the first answer. Pasuk says when Moshe talks about Bnei Yisrael coming to the land and designating a place to worship, he says, lo tasun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Don't do what we do here today. Ish kol ha'ashar beinav. And the way we're going to read it is, rather do ish kol ha'ashar beinav. Meaning, Amar Moshe Yisrael. Ke'alitu la'aretz, when you come to the land, Yisharot takriv. I mean, bring things that come straight from your heart. Things you could voluntarily give. Chovot lo takriv. You can't bring chovot until you actually build a mishkan. meaning like the Olat Tamid and Achatat, etc. Galgal Gabe Shiloh Mechusas Manhu. And when they came into the land, it was just a matter of time before they would set up the Mishkan, bringing offerings in Gilgal or anything before Shiloh was Mechusar Zman. Kamar L'Moshe, Lotasun. What did Moshe? Lotasun, which means there's a Lotasay of bringing something outside of its proper place, which later on will be fit. Remiel Abizera, he says, Ihachi, Milkan Amiloki. If that's the case, then there should be Makot for that. So Alam Rabizera Katuv Nit Kol Aser. Rabizera says, in the context of the mitzvot, the discussion of Chulin, that there is an Aser here, which means connected to it, which is to bring it in the right place, and therefore there's no Makot. The answer is Hanimil Rabbanan. That's only according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Achinami, Rabbi Shimon would agree. You get Makot for this. So that's one answer. However, Achma Yitzhak Amar, Panim de Gilgal Legabe Shiloh Kechutz Tami. There's a whole different reason going on. Because Gilgal is called Chutz. And so therefore, the reason that Moshe says Lotasun, that there's a Lotasay there, is not because of the Mechutzer Zman. It's because Stam of Chutz. Okay? Rabba Amar, so Rabba has a different take on where Rabbi Shimon comes from. Tamid Rabbi Shimon Mehikad Etanya is from the following. Shimon Omer, Minayim Zoveach Pesach, but Mamat Yachid, Mishat Isra Bamot. If it's a time when you're not allowed to have Bamot, like now, and you set up a private Bama, and you bring a Korban Pesach there, Shubalotase, how do I know that there's a Lotase? Tamid Lomar, Lotuchal, Isbarta Pesach, Beachad Sharecha. You can't shech the Pesach in your own gates. Yachol apishat heter bamot kein. I might think that even applies when there's heter bamot. Tamalomar b'chad sharecha. It says b'chad sharecha, meaning amarta l'chel b'shar shekol Yisrael nechassim b'shar echad. It's only when all of Yisrael comes to one place, meaning when there's a local, a central mishkan mikdash, but not b'shar heter bamot. Hey matai, inem achar chatzot. Wait a second. Are we talking about the guy bringing the korban pesach in the afternoon? Karet nami mechayev, because that's a korban pesach bizmano. And he's bringing it outside. He should be chayav karet because it's a shat isur bamot. And a shat isur bamot, like now, or like when the mikdash was standing, and you're bringing a proper korban in its proper time outside, you're chayav karet for chutz. Alav korban chatzot. It must be that it's in the morning of the 14th, or before that. Right? And therefore you see that mechusar zman, there's a lotaseh, because you haven't yet arrived at the time that this korban is fit. You offered it outside early. There's a lotaseh. The answer is no. Leola machar chatzot. We're talking about in the afternoon, the 14th. Oveshat heter bamot kai. This is talking about a time when you're allowed to have bamot, like the first 14 years in Israel. Ah, v'habeshat isur bamot kamar. But he stipulated the entire thing is if you bring in a time of isur bamot. What does it mean? Isur bamot lo heter bamot l'chaviro. It's a time when you're not allowed to use a bamot for Pesach, but you are allowed to use bamot in general, meaning Pesach can't be brought at a bamot. So therefore, if you bring this at a bamot yachid, Pesach, you can never bring. You can only bring olot and shlamim, things you could voluntarily bring. Pesach is a chovash kavul ozman, you can't bring it there. And so therefore, he's calling it Isur Bamot, meaning it's an Isur Bamah for the Pesach, but it's a time of general heter bamot. And by the way, this again does not prove our point, so we're still a little bit at sea as to what Rav Shimon's source is for saying that if you offer up a korban b'chutz, which is mechusar zman, that there is a lotaseh, but no karet. In the meantime, Chachamim's position is, okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Mishnah Gimel back at the beginning of the parak and our analysis of Mishnah Gimel here on Kufi Yud Aleph Bet. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful